Hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour, we're going to have some great bluegrass music, and I thought I'd get straight into it. A few weeks ago, we had a track from Jeff Scroggins in Colorado. Such a good track, and I had other tracks picked out to play and didn't have time to play them. I'm going to play them for you now, and I hope you're going to enjoy them. The Colorado band is Jeff Scroggins on banjo, Greg Blake on guitar and lead vocals, Tristan Scroggins on mandolin and harmony, Andy Savage fiddle and vocals, and Casey Groves bass and vocals. And they got some great songs that I think you're going to enjoy, and we'll get straight into it. Things in Life, written by Don Stover, the legendary banjo player, and then a great song, By the Time It Gets Dark. Here's Jeff Scroggins in Colorado.
Make us wonder why. That makes And today is where every new day starts. Gotta be free as the leaves in autumn. You may be sad, but it never lasts. And maybe by the evening we'll be laughing. Just wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark. Look at all the people out in the street, hurrying away to a business luncheon, waiting for a taxi for aching feet. Light up your face, baby, let's get going. Wanna see a change in those weary eyes. We'll have some fun, take a boat out rowing. Why on earth shouldn't life be so serious? And maybe by the wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark.
Jeff Scroggins and Colorado, fine band, interesting material, and some lovely arrangements, and they really work everyone in the band pretty hard. I thought you'd enjoy that. Takeoff is the name of the album by Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac. And just the notes at the start of the album is really interesting. They say, written by Katie Daly of WAMU's Bluegrass Country. She said, Washington has been the home to many storied bands and musicians who have changed the direction of bluegrass. The seldom seen Country Gentlemen and the Bluegrass Cardinals would be included on any list of legendary bands. Mike Aldridge and Tom Gray certainly be counted amongst the top musicians. And now they're joining with Darren Beachley, formerly with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Norman Wright, Bluegrass Cardinals and the Country Gentlemen, Mark Delaney, Country Gentlemen, to form Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac. Man, that's a super group, and they do some fine music, and we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from their album, Takeoff, How Could I Love Her So Much, and then a Leuven Brothers song, You'll Forget. Let's listen to Darren Beachley, Legends of the Potomac.
I saw him alone at the bar. I went over to him, said, you may not know me, but I sure do know who you are. But don't worry, my anger was spent long ago, and only the memories remain. Still, Lord, how I suffered, sometimes I still wonder. Maybe now you can explain. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time I spent learning and then lose her so quickly to someone like you. Sad, but it's true. How I loved her and held her till some drifter stole her from me like I stole her from you. I guess no one can own her, a heart like a soldier, a fortune and love like a wind. Still all I can think of is finding her new love and asking this question of him. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time, I spent learning to love her and be what she needed me to. How could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? Someone like you. How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time, I spent learning to love her and be what she needed me to. How could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you?
One you'll forget.
to wait till you make up your mind. You say you're not ready to wed. So down through the ages I'll pray for the time, but sweetheart, I know you'll forget. Kiss me again if you're going away, just like you did when we met. Let your sweet lips make the promise again, but darling, I know you'll forget. But darling, I know you'll forget.
Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac. That is some great bluegrass music. I just love the sound of their band. I love the way they do their solos. And didn't Mike Aldridge write the book on resonating guitar or dobro solos? Man, they're just wonderful. If you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with any sort of regularity, sounds medical, doesn't it? You will know that we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, New Zealand. A big white shop with music notes written all over it. And you walk inside and there's a whole bunch of guitars, Martin guitars, and every other sort of brand. Deering banjos, some great ones, and some Cort banjos as well. If you're looking at a starter level banjo, mandolins, drums, basses, violins, fiddles, ukuleles by the thousand, and everything you could need, all the accessories. Go and see Shearer's and say thank you for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, as they have been very big supporters of local music since the mid-1960s, and I just really appreciate them supporting this show, and I hope you do too. We're going to do some, what are we going to do? We've got some old-time fiddle tune now. Don Reno, Red Smiley with Buck Ryan. They didn't put a band name beside this one. That's interesting. Buck Ryan is a great fiddle player, and it's an old fiddle tune called the Lee Highway Blues. Short version, but it's a great tune. Hope you enjoy it. As I told you, it was short and very fast. Buck Ryan with Don Reno and Red Smiley playing the Lee Highway Blues. Here's Old South from Adelaide in South Australia with Shady Grove.
Of gold and every string would shine, and the only tune that it would play was a wish that gal was mine. The last time I saw Shady Grove, she was standing in the door with the shoes and stockings in her hand and the little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, fine as I could sew. I'd sew that gal to my coattails and down the road I'd go. And when you go to catch a fish, you use a hook and line. And when you go to court your gal, never look back behind. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm going back to Harlem.
Great version of Shady Grove there from Old South, Australian version, and great musical arrangement and treatment of all the breaks and everything. Thanks, guys. Appreciated it. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks from Pam Gadd now from the Benefit of Doubt CD. Pam Gadd is a banjo player and a lead vocalist. On this, some of the tracks I've chosen, we've got Pam playing banjo and singing lead, harmony vocals by Dale Ann Bradley and Steve Gully. You've heard them both on the show before. Brian Sutton playing guitar. Dobro is being played by Wanda Vic Birchfield. Fiddle and mandolin by Andy Leftwich. And bass by Mark Birchfield. And she's doing a fine job of a couple of bluegrass tunes. The old Jimmy Martin one, Hold What You Got, and then Just Love Me.
Don't sell the house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. coming home to stay. Where did you come from, baby? I thought that I knew love until I felt your gentle touch, but I knew nothing plainly. Now January winds are blowing winter past my door, and with every passing breeze I hear you whispering once more. I used to think that I knew love, but now I wonder, girl, what
Gad. Wasn't that a lovely song? Man, she sings well and plays banjo well. Great band sound. Lovely to listen to. We'll probably hear some more from her in another show, I think. What have we got? A bit of old-time music. No, I'll tell you what's happening. Musically, you can catch some live music if you're around Hamilton and the Waikato area of New Zealand. The second Friday of the month is a concert put on by the Morrinsville Country Music Club. It's at the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street. Starts at 7:30. Great concert. Usually about 30 plus songs, all by different members of the club, and the band works in with them, and we put on a pretty good concert. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month. So this month it'll be on Sunday the 27th of May, and Bruce O'Hara from Tamworth, Australia is our guest performer. He plays guitar and sings a whole bunch of really good songs, and if I've got the plaster off my right wrist removed by then, it's it's scheduled to come off on the Friday. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to accompany him on banjo and dobro and the usual things that I play with Bruce. And at present, all I can do is play electric bass with two fingers and a strange sort of, I can do a little bit of ukulele strumming and I can play a little bit of dobro, but not very well because I'm only using fingers because I can't move my right thumb. So Bruce and I are both hoping that my plaster will be off and my hand will recover from its incarceration in time to do some picking with him. But he's going to sing anyway, I've told him that. So that's live music. Navarra Lounge always has interesting music on the schedule. Go down and support local music and the acts that they get in who are travelling through the country. There's been some great bluegrass there in the last couple of years, and so go and support the locals. What have we got? A bit of old-time music from the Iron Leg Boys. Here's a tune called Brushy Run. Thank you. last banjo tune was yours truly playing the banjo with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in a tune called Ireland. And great fiddle playing by Colleen Trenwith there, mandolin by David Corley, guitar Alan Rhodes, and I think that was Jeremy Trenwith on bass. Oh, what have we got? Oh, it's time I said a big hello to all the friends on the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand that are listening to me. Thank you very much. Hope you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. And my friends in CFBX at Kamloops, British Columbia. Nice to know that there's some a New Zealand take on bluegrass music is being broadcast over on the western side of Canada and on the eastern side of Canada. The voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, yes, it's nice for you to have a program from the South Pacific amongst all your bluegrass music there, and I hope our listeners are just enjoying the way we enjoy the blue music just as much as you do. I tell you, I've been listening to this music since the mid-1960s, and I enjoy it just as much now as I did then, I think, just that my fingers don't work so fast. Oh, what are we going to do? They don't work very fast when they've got a plaster cast on them, I tell you. Where do we go? We're going to hear Darren Beachley and the Legend of the Potomac again. Love You Don't Know, and I'll Love You Forever and Ever. Great band.
You don't know, cannot hurt you.
feel can't break your heart. Well, if that's true, why do you still have me falling apart? Well, if that's true, why do you still have me falling apart? Sea may run dry. The man in the moon may stop smiling, but I'll always be by your side.
Forever and ever I'll love you, I swear by the stars up above you. There never will be any other, I'll love you forever and ever. Swear by the stars up above you, there never will be any other. I'll love you forever and ever. Stars up above you, there never will be any other. I'll love you forever and ever. I'll love you forever and ever.
Darren Beachley, Legends of the Potomac, great bluegrass music. Very much enjoyed by me. The Dillards were an integral part of bluegrass in the early days in New Zealand. You could get their records on the Elektra label, and that's why they were out here. And followed a lot of what the Dillards were playing in those early days. Well, Rodney Dillard made a lifetime career, really, out of his parts on the Andy Griffith Show and the mythical village of Maybury, and the Dillards were the Darling Family, which were the band that played on the show a lot. And lots of Rodney's subsequent music has included mentions of that town. And this is a neat song from an album called I Wish Life Was Like Maybury, and it's called The Wicker Rocking Chair.
Down the road, around the bend and back again. Always looking for the end of the rainbow, never knowing all that glitters is not gold. I finally figured out money cannot buy all the things I've tried to leave behind. While looking for my future, I almost lost my past. Now I'm starting to want the things I have. a front porch and a wicker rocking chair, wood for the stove and clean mountain air, friends that are true and a family who cares, a little church where I say my prayers. You know life ain't so bad in my wicker rocking chair. When for me progress is just a state of mind, I spent so many years trying to get by on my own, never realizing life was moving on. I finally figured out the finer things in life don't cost me a solitary dime. And the key to getting rich is learning how to give. So Lord, I think I'll just give up and live. I got me a front porch and a wicker rocking chair, wood for the stove and clean mountain air, friends that are true and a family who cares, a little church where I say my prayers. You know life ain't so bad in my wicker rocking chair. You know life ain't so bad in my wicker rocking chair.
That's Rodney Dillard. Hope you enjoyed him. He's still got a great voice. Still sounds just like he did when he was 19. It's just amazing how your voice sticks with you, and he does great songs. He has a wonderful ability to sort of put things into words. Oh, it's time for a gospel song. Let's have one from Rhonda Vincent now. She's one of my favourite artists, and this is way back on the One Step Ahead album, but it's a classic, Walking My Lord Up Calvary's Hill.
Like a sheep he was humbled to his father's own will. So sad was his face there, the birds hushed their singing, they were walking my Lord up Calvary's hill. In a tomb he was laid, but death could not hurt him. He was God's only son in this world below. On the cross he fulfilled of salvation. I want to thank Jesus for his coming again. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humbled to his father's own will. So sad was his face there, the birds hushed their singing, they were walking my Lord up Calvary's Hill. One morning past daybreak,
like a sheep he was humble to his father's own will. So sad was his face that the birds hushed their singing. They were walking, my Lord, up Calvary's hill. They were walking, my Lord.
Great gospel song from Rhonda Vincent there. Well, it's just about time that we left now. We're going to take it out with one of the albums that really put us on the path of good bluegrass music, Bluegrass Tailor Made, recorded in 1964 in Nashville by Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys. It was actually published differently, but it's a long story. Earl Taylor on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals, Jim McCall on guitar and lead vocals, Walter Hensley on banjo, Vernon McIntyre on bass, and Benny Martin on fiddle. That's a great group, and they did mostly standards on the program. It was all recorded in 4-hour session, 12 songs, 4-hour session. And let's take it out. I've lived a lot in my time. It's Jim Reeves tune, done bluegrass style, and we'll see what we can squeeze in. See ya. Bye.
My glory, but now I'm down to my last dime. I once had a sweetheart, but I was unfaithful. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time. I fought the grim reaper down in the dark valley. I prayed when the sun wouldn't shine. I've looked through the bars of that cold, lonely prison. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time. Once was a soldier and I was a rounder, and I thought that everything was fine. I pulled in the cornfields, I picked in the cotton. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time. I fought the grim reaper down in the dark valley. I prayed when the sun wouldn't shine. I've looked through the bars of that cold, lonely prison. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time.